أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن كان من قوم عدو لكم وهو مؤمن فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة. As we were reading previously, we read that Muslims at the time of jihad and warfare, they would kill the mushrikeen, the kuffar, and the munafiqeen. Then what we read previously was to kill Muslims intentionally is not permissible at all. However, if it happens by mistake, then what the rulings are. And one of the occasions when this ayat was revealed was mentioned. There are two further narrations also on which at which time this ayat was visibly revealed. That is, Hudhayfah ibn Al-Yamān radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a great Sahabi. In one of the battles, his father Yaman had accepted Islam already, but it was not known. And during the battle, the Muslims were attacking and attacked him also. Hazrat Hudhayfah called out and shouted also that this is my father and he is a Muslim, he has accepted Islam. But in the rage of the battle, they could not hear what he was saying, and he got killed in that. So that was also a killing in error. They are not intentionally, they had killed him, and the ruling of that was given in the previous ayah, that blood money will also be compulsory, and diyat will also be diyat, and also the kafara, that is, freeing a slave, both will be compulsory. Similarly, it is narrated also in another battle, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu was part of the battle. For some of his need, he went out towards the foot of the mountain. When he got there, he found a person who was looking after his animals, a shepherd grazing his animal. And taking him as a non-Muslim, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu attacked him. He read the kalima. But Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought that just to save his life he's reading the kalima. He's not a genuine Muslim, just to save his life he's reading the kalima. And he killed him. But it came to be known that he was a genuine Muslim. Hazrat Abu Darda was very sorrowful about this, and he reported to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Hala shaqaqta qalba, that if you open his heart and see that he's just lying, he's making an excuse. In other words, you should accept it what he's telling you at face value. He's saying he's a Muslim, you should have accepted that. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam reprimanded Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu severely, but that ruling was also in the previous ayah. Then in this next ayah is a ruling with regard to people who accept Islam but don't make hijrah to Medina Sharif. At that time hijrah was compulsory. As namaz was compulsory, to make hijrah was compulsory. But if somebody had a valid reason for which he could not make hijrah, then that was a different issue. So again, he is called a harbi, a person who is living in the Darul Harb. That is a country where it is permissible to attack that country when there is an Islamic khilafat. So a person who stays there, but he is a genuine Muslim. But it can be very difficult to find out because he doesn't live like a Muslim, he lives like a kuffar. But in his heart he is a Muslim. And at the time when Muslims wage jihad against such people, it would be impossible to find out that if there are any Muslims, who are they? Because they are not living like Muslims, they are not disclosing. They are Muslims, they are living there, and in difficult conditions they are living, and they are living under the kuffar. So in that case, Allah Ta'ala says that فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍ لَكُمْ پھر اگر مقتول تھا ایسے قوم میں سے کہ تمہارے دشمن ہیں. If the person you had killed and he was a Muslim but you did not know and he was in Darul Harb in a country where your enemies عَدُوٍ لَكُمْ, so in Darul Harb وهو مؤمن or هو قد مسلمان تا. But in actual reality, in his heart, he was a Muslim. But you could not know, you could not find out. And in the battle, you killed him. Then in that case, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةِ مُؤْمِنَا تو آزاد کرے گردن ایک مسلمان کی. In that case, you will free one slave. That is, the kafara will be compulsory, and that is to free a slave. And the diyat, the blood money, that is, also if you kill somebody, that won't apply. The blood money won't apply, but the kafara will apply. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that this is 100% according to logic also. Our deen is not necessary according to logic. Though it does fit according to logic, our deen is according to what Allah has revealed. And our brains can never ever meet with the understanding which Allah Ta'ala has, the knowledge, the wisdom which Allah Ta'ala has. So our deen primarily is that which Allah has revealed. But by and large it confirms greatly to logic also. Yeah, also Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says that if there was also diyat, that is the blood money, and it was compulsory on the Muslims when they waged jihad against such people, that they must first go and investigate and find out who the Muslims are. And the Muslims are living under the kuffar, they are hiding, they are not making the Islam known, and they don't want anyone to know that we are Muslims. So it would have been very, very difficult. So it was the ideal command of Allah Ta'ala. But however, if you do find out, then the kafara, which is the right of Islam, to free a slave, that will be compulsory. But the diyat, the blood money, which in such a case is given to the heir of the person that has been killed, and according to their share in inheritance from that person, they will share the diyat money. But that is not compulsory here. So these are all the finer details which the Quran Sharif has explained with regard to almost all matters. And from here also we can see that Islam is a complete, complete way of life. And it has not left us to think of any matter ourselves. All these fine details are also explained, and they are explained here in the Quran Sharif. And the more finer details are given in the Hadith Kitabs of the laws of Allah, the more details are given in the Hadith Kitabs. It is for us to study, know our deen, and then practice our deen correctly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.